Hello, listeners to Escape Pod. My name is Merle Lafferty, author of the upcoming superhero novel, Playing for Keeps, and Steve has been kind enough to lend me his feed to give you a sneak peek of the novel. This novel has chiseled superheroes, manipulative supervillains, and some unlikely people who just might save the day if given half a chance, which they rarely are. It also has a guy who can remove his amputated limbs and a super waitress. What follows is the first chapter, and it's pretty short. I hope you'll give it a listen. Playing for Keeps, a free audiobook presented via podcast by Mer Lafferty. Read by the author. For more information, please visit playingforkeepsnovel.com. Chapter 1. The supervillain attacked at the most inconvenient place and time, right on Keepsy's walk to work. She looked into the sky at the costume combatants and groaned. Why did they have to do this on a Thursday? Crowds gathered on the sidewalk to stare up at the battle, clearly ignorant of the danger, not to mention ignorant that they were making her later.
Oh my God, it's white lightning!
Screamed a woman directly in Keepsy's way, pointing at the sky. Despite herself, Keepsy looked up. She'd heard of the Academy's newest hero, but hadn't seen him yet. The sinister laugh of some villain and the deep voice of the hero rang out above the excited crowd. A loud crunch of breaking glass and bending metal sounded above them as someone was thrown through a building. Keepsy guiltily hoped it was one of those damn holier-than-thou superheroes from the Academy hitting a skyscraper. She held up her hand to block the sun. Another building to repair. Another crunch, and several people screamed. Keepsy stumbled as people slammed into her, desperate to get out of the way. Keepsy wasn't paying attention. She had been watching to see if the hero would get out of the building. So she grunted in alarm when a massive object ran into her. Her breath whooshed out, and instead of falling underneath whatever had hit her, she was airborne, wedged painfully in a strong grip. She winced when she realized she was now 5 feet from one of the more prominent supervillains. Up close, her abductor's commanding presence was even more frightening than on television. He was 7 feet tall, bald, and handsome in a Harley Davidson riding kind of way. He had a monocle implanted where his right eye should have been, and the circuitry glowed under his skin around his neck and jawline. She had seen pictures, but never seen him up close. Doodad, master of machines. Although he looked as if he could punch out an elephant, she had never heard of Doodad participating in a physical fight. His power was in his brain, and his skill to bend machines to his will. Doodad's flying crab machine had plucked Keepsy painfully from the sidewalk. When the news had shown pictures of the machine, Keepsy had giggled, reminded of the Jetsons' little hover car. Now, flying above Seventh City, wedged in its one claw, it didn't seem so cute. Although the claw pinched her bruised ribs, she clung to it and forced herself not to look down. It wasn't as if she could fly. On the whole, the villains didn't scare Keepsy, but heights terrified her. Doodad wouldn't drop her. He wasn't into blind terrorist acts like dropping innocents to watch them splatter. He always had a reason for his actions, unlike some of the more homicidal villains, like Seismic Stan. The wind pulled tears from her eyes, and she gulped. At least, Doodad had always had reasons for his actions in the past. Keepsy screwed her eyes shut as they gained altitude. Where the hell were those heroes that he'd been fighting? Her stomach turned at the unfamiliar wish for a hero. Or maybe that was the altitude. Almost as an answer to her question, a booming voice said, "Put her down!" And then he came, his glorious blonde hair perfectly styled and unruffled by the wind. He had apparently had time to restyle after freeing himself from the building Doodad had thrown him into. The hero filled out a black leotard and tights, his costume complete with a black cape fashioned with white lightning bolts covering it. A black mask covered his eyes, but allowed his blonde hair and chiseled jaw to show in true superhero glory. This must be the rookie, White Lightning. He flew, tall and proud, over the rooftops, straight for Keepsy and Doodad. Keepsy gritted her teeth. Be careful what you wish for. Why did it have to be the rookie? She could have stomached being rescued by the veteran heroine, Pallas.
Let her go, Doodad. You'll get nothing this way, White Lightning said, his booming voice hurting Keepsy's ears.
Tell them at the Academy, tell her, that if you want to see this woman alive, you'll send me Dr. Timson by midnight, Doodad shouted back.
Midnight? Who would open her bar?
You'd never drop her! You have too much to lose!" shouted the newcomer. He hovered about 30 feet from the flying crab machine. Keepsy's feet kicked in the breeze, and she was thankful she'd worn boots today.
"Lose? What do I have to lose? Family? Job? People that I love? I had none of those to begin with!" Doodad said.
The hero scowled at him, and something caught Keepsy's eye over the skyline. A news helicopter buzzed toward them, camera pointing right at Keepsy and her captor.
"Shit," she said.
"We don't negotiate with villains," White Lightning said.
"Good, go for the textbook response. That'll convince him. This guy was an idiot. Was every other hero busy at the moment?" As the shouting match continued, a low whirring sound caught Keepsy's attention. The claw gripped her somewhat tighter, and she squirmed. The hero raised his hands to the cloudless October sky, and Keepsy realized too late what was about to happen. The lightning bolt snaked down and slammed into the machine, filling Keepsy's nostrils with ozone and eyes with blinding light. A millisecond later came the deafening crack, and Doodad's machine faltered in midair. The rubber-padded claw squeezed tighter and tighter, causing Keepsy to cry out in pain and struggle against it, despite their altitude. Then, it opened. She fell.
Thanks again for listening to this sneak peek of Playing for Keeps, and thanks to Steve for lending me his feed. This novel launches November 1st, so if you're listening to it beforehand, you just heard something not many people have. If you like what you heard, be sure to check out playingforkeepsnovel.com to subscribe to the podcast and see some other plans I have up my sleeve. Once again, thank you for your time.